Blog Talk Radio.
Darling, come here, fuck me up.
We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina. And we will definitely be spending a lot of time talking about masturbation.
And a fabulous good afternoon. Sebastian Blick with you here for a half an hour of absolute insanity and chaos. Brought to you by CS Club Suite. And myself, the other side of reality. So how the hell is everybody doing? As I work to get my other equipment back over and online. And doing a fine job of it, I think. Oops, if I push the right button, it would help. So, how's everybody doing? Hanging out with you for a half hour, doing that thing I do. Hopefully my counterpart in crime, the ever-amazing Coffee Empress, will show up momentarily, calling in on the guest call-in line, which is also the co-host line, I do believe. If you want to get a hold of me otherwise, you can get a hold of me over on CS or on Facebook, on Messenger. If you know, if you've got my address, you can always say hi to me on Facebook. I'm almost always on there, or it goes ding and wakes me up. So, stop by, say hi. You can also stop by on the actual show page here at Blog Talk. As a matter of fact, I'll fire up the chat side of it, and there we go. Fire up the chat side of it, maybe, and see how it works, if it's still working. They're creating my chat room. So, but as it stands right now, I have a chat, the ability over on Facebook to get a message and or on CS, I believe, because I'm in the chat room over there. Chat does go free. Those of you who are on CS that are not full-fledged paid members, the chat actually does go free completely when the show goes live, which is kind of cool. It's kind of a neat feature that we've added in. A couple of years ago, actually, when we integrated the show fully with the site so that you could push a button and listen directly, it became easy to do. So if you are on CS and you want to come by and say hi, you can always drop in the chat room and say hi when we are on, because it is free, absolutely. And if you're not on CS, you should find me on Facebook and ask me how, because if you're an adult, you know, and you should be able to be on an adult site, that kind of thing. And this moderated bullshit kind of pisses me off. When you're in an adult group on Facebook that you have to be 18 to get into, and you have to be approved by moderators and or administrators to get into, I think it's a bunch of shit when you post a picture of just a pair of boobs and you get thrown off Facebook for 3 days. That's a bunch of shit, in my honest opinion. So that's, you know, there we go. First opinion of Blick for the day. My opinion on Facebook's moderation standards. They suck. They suck big time. I'm a better moderator in my sleep. Fucking joke. My Coffee Empress should be calling in any time. I've given her the number. The secret number. It's not actually the secret number. It's the number that if anybody else called in on 657-383-1226, you pop up on my board and I'd open my little window and say, "Hey, you've called Sebastian Blick. How are you?" That happens. I've actually had people actually who are listening to the show from somewhere else. They just found me through Blog Talk or wherever, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these people just called, and they were just someone who called, and they didn't know what they were getting into. And, yeah, they ran away shortly thereafter. I think it was after I pulled the phaser gun out. I do actually keep a phaser handy. Where is it? There we go. In case of the aliens, because it is a proven fact that the aliens are coming back, and they're just softening it up. They're just softening up the blow for when it does happen. There we go. I've got my phaser ready. If anything should happen, my cats probably will come freaking out because this thing just maxes their shit. Hang on. Oh, that's what is that? The hell was that? Never heard Star Trek phasers do that. Click. No, let's try a different one. There we go. That's more Star Trek-ish. See? My cat just goes ape shit when he gets up in front of it, and it goes off in his face. So, we're sitting here hanging out, 24 minutes left in the show. Sebastian Blick, testing the gear, testing the waters, testing the phones, et cetera, for another run at CS Live and or some great things. I'm not really sure what we're going to name the show yet. I think I might be taking suggestions on that one. I'll be open to suggestions if anybody has a... Oops, sorry. I hope I didn't do anything to anybody. If anybody has any suggestions for a show title, go ahead and tell me. You can tell me. That's fine. I got big shoulders. If you want to call in, 657-383-1226. That's how we do this. You know. It's what we do. Hang on, let me see if I can find this. I have to nudge my people here. Hang on. There we go. And we'll see what happens. You know, rattle the waters, as it were. So I'm just hanging out, doing my thing, ranting about Facebook this morning, I guess, or today, I guess. Because it's ridiculous to me that you can be in an adult situation with people who are of like mind, who know they're there for, you know, an adult picture, if that be the case. And all of a sudden, you know, Facebook is throwing this person off Facebook for a week because they posted a picture of their boobs in an adult group that you have to be approved by a moderator and be over 18 to get into. What the fuck are they doing? Are you paying a moderator just to be a dick? Is that all? I mean, is that it? What's the criteria here? You're going completely around yourself. You've got to be 18 to get in this group, and you have to be approved by a moderator to get in this group. And then when you decide to post something of your own accord in that group, you get kicked off of Facebook because a moderator said it? Come on. Use your fucking bean, Zuckerberg, you dipwad. Good grief. What the hell? What? I don't get that. It just doesn't make any sense. If somebody from Facebook has the nuts to call me and want to explain this stupid shit, please do. 657-383-1226. I'll even pay the dime if it costs you money on your friggin' cell phone. They're that cheap and you work for Facebook, you better be getting another job, son. I think I'd be asking for a phone. So how the hell is everybody, aside from being bent about Facebook kicking you off because you posted a picture of your private parts because you were just, you know, an adult douche box? That's today's kick. That's my rant for the day. I think I'm just going to rag on Facebook for the next 21 minutes. See if I can get thrown in Facebook jail for being outspoken about their policies. You people suck fat ass because you can't do it right. I'm a better moderator in my friggin' sleep. Actually, because part of it's an algorithm. Some smart ass decides they want to be an asshole and turn a picture in because, well, it's prettier than somebody else, or they don't like them, or they just want to be an asshole about it. So they turn it in as an offensive picture. A piece of equipment gets that, senses that it's a bad thing, and goes out and takes a look at it, sees, oh my gosh, it's a pair of titas. There's titties on the screen. That's terrible. So then they flap it to a natural, real, honest-to-goodness person. But by this time, the system has probably already kicked you off Facebook and given you a mandatory 3-day kickoff, locked out your profile. So therefore, you have to go create a fake profile with a fake password and a fake name and all of the shit that goes along with it because you've gotten kicked off Facebook. So now Facebook has terabytes and terabytes and terabytes of fake people, fake humans, because they've all created fake profiles to get back on Facebook after getting kicked off Facebook. So they get off of their Facebook jail, as we call it, out here in the big real world. They get out of Facebook jail. They go back to their regular profile, which everyone knows them at. And they leave the other one alone, which doesn't go away. It ends up sitting out on their servers as a live, quote unquote, live person, because you haven't killed it and shut it off. So then the hacker gets a hold of it, gets a hold of this non-live person, and it for some reason they figure out how to get into it. So they become you, suddenly. Here is the identity theft issue, guys. You know, Facebook is a lovely tool, and I just think it's great as all this shit, but when you create 14 names, you've just given a hacker an opportunity to create a life of you, which is a nasty bit of business when you have to get it all erased and fixed. But by the same token, it's a pain in the ass because all your friends are like, oh, my God, which one of you is the real one? Then you've got to prove that one, and you see them in real life, or IRL, as the people online call it. You know, you've got to go prove who you are, and yeah, that's my real one. Yeah, no, the other one's fake. It got jumped. They got hacked by some Russian hackers that were trying to take over the boat or some crazy wild shit. There were aliens. They hacked our account and got a hold of all of my friends and told them that I was a purple people eater from the planet Venus. It's true. It's true. 17 minutes left in the show. Sebastian Blick with you. Guest call in 657-1, as I go a little faster than I should have, 657-383-1226. That's the number. Tattoo it to your ass, tattoo it to your kid's ass, tattoo it to the neighbor's cat. That's always fun. Shave their belly and tattoo the number there so when the fur grows back, they run away and, you know, they're out playing and doing their thing. If you ever forget the number, which, by the way, is 657-383-1226, you can always, you know, refer to the cat. Grab him, shave him, take a look. It'll be there. Trust me. It's what they do to trap and release cats when they trap them and fix them. They put a little green dot next to their booby. It's kind of cool. I've been trying to get chat to work on Blog Talk, and it hasn't worked yet. So it's... Yeah, we'll have to just call it good on that one. If you want to get a hold of me, Facebook Messenger is probably the easiest way, or over on CS, on the CS Live page, which chat is now open and live on CS. If you're a member of CS, go by and see it. And if you don't know what CS is, well, you might ask me, because I'll tell you, because I'm good like that. I'm all friendly like that. Here, I need to unplug this and plug it into here. Hang on. We're doing some stuff around, and you notice I don't have any background music today. I didn't want anybody getting pissed off at me because I was playing, you know, Dust in the Fucking Wind in the background. It cracks me up, Facebook. They're so staunch about all these fucking rules and regulations and bullshit, and yet they can get fucking raped by fucking anyone and everyone, and they just blow it off like, it's no big deal. We care about your security, so why don't you change your passwords? You know, it cracks me up. The hypocritic oath. No, it's the the hypocrisy of it all. Sorry, I had to. The Hippocratic what? Sorry, I was just being mean. I love my wife. Thank you very much. She's my biggest fan and my most wonderful ally. Always cheers me on when I have a show because she knows that I'm just chaos unleashed. And if I don't do a show, chances are that when she gets home, I'm going to be talking 18,000 miles per hour. And she is going to be the brunt of that, me talking 18,000 miles per hour. So, I need to figure out where my co-host is, man. This is not good. I'm going to have to beat someone down for this. Bring me my co-host. I'm working. What the hell? I should have two people at least call in. I'm sorry. 657-383-1226. There should be at least three people that I know of that should call in. And I know that, you know, cell phones are a big fucking problem and all this shit, you know, and you can't just call anywhere in the fucking world if you're in the United States, right? Just saying. That's just me, though. It used to be, you know, you had to buy. Sometimes you had to buy long distance. Not anymore, guys. You just don't have long distance on cell phones. I don't believe. I just don't think you do. You just dial a fucking number and it bounces around until it gets where it goes. So, you know, the excuse really lies upon you. And I could sit here and play the theme song over and over and over for 13 fucking minutes. 13 fucking minutes, guys. I could do this. I could. Would you like me to play? It's a 19-second clip for 13 minutes. I could do it. Hang on. It's winding up for the pitch. It's not doing it. I don't know why. Somebody's probably turned it in as something, but they can't because it's done. It's done by people. It's done it's not of this world. It's been done by more than what we put it together. It's stitched. That's what it is. Yes. Yes. Oh, maybe I might get my associate calling in here. Hang on. I'm bringing it up. 13 minutes is a long time to be listening to this. Hang on. Maybe. Is it still playing? It's not playing it, is it? Is it not playing it? Or is it playing it? It says that it's playing it. What the hell? I don't know what the hell that was all about. There we go. Oh. Screening callers is a premium feature. So I can't screen your call at like the big, you're lagging. You're supposed to be calling, not lagging. That's the problem. You're supposed to be calling on the phone. There's a difference. You don't lag when you call on the phone. It comes straight in and you hear my voice in all of its glory and fucking splendor. It's fabulous, it's fantastic, and it's the fucking way of the world. 657-383-1226, that's the number. I know you're lagging, so there's the number here. I'll even stutter. 657. Do I sound like James Dean? 383-1226, that's the number. My number is different than your number. Mine's number is a 425 number. They do all kinds of crazy shit like that. I'm not really sure why, and I don't know if it's a character flaw. Did you get that? Are you getting any of this? Write this down. That's the way it works. Don't make me call you. I don't think I can call. Well, I probably can't call you. I can try. I can push the button. It says call a guest, but if I do try and call a guest, it'll say, this is a premium feature. I'm not quite premium just yet. Once I get enough listeners and enough oomph behind me, that's a hint, motherfuckers. That's a hint. Tell your friends, phone the neighbors, wake the kids, beat the dog. I don't give a shit what you have to do. This is my chance to get it done. So you people are going to help me do it. Pass it on to your friends. If you don't like the show, okay, fine. That's great. Fuck you. I'm not your taste. Find someone who is. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Find me people. That's what where we're going with this bad boy. 10 minutes left in the show. I'm hoping it's still not playing the theme song because it's rolling like it's playing the theme song over and over and over again. Somebody probably turned it in and went, what the hell was that? Well, it's a rated R show, kids. It's an adult show. If you don't like adult stuff, you best not tune in, right? Am I right? Am I right? I'm right. Don't tell me I'm not right. You're on hold. What the fuck are you on? You're not on hold. You can't be on fucking hold. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You're on hold.
I'm on hold.
There you go. Good grief. Holy shit. I can't hear you. My shit's all the way up. Are you talking? Hang on. No? Hang on. Are you talking? Oh, my God. It says whole time. What the hell is this shit? No, I'm not hanging up. No, I'm not screening. I'm listening. What the fuck is going on? These people are being mean to me again. And now it's connecting to the Wi-Fi network. Why is it trying to connect to my phone is being like possessed by the devil and shit. I'm talking and you can't hear me and I can't hear you. This is really starting to chap my ass and it really puts me in a bad mood. But it's one of those things, like I told my wife today, we all have these things that fucking bug the shit up. You can hear me, okay? I can't hear you just yet. I'm working on it, desperately trying to work on it. I'm looking for my headset. Hang on so I can plug in to something and actually see what the fuck is going on. Because technically I should be hearing your voice on the system. So I'm trying to actually find my headset port on my computer and plug into that and see if I can hear you. Just keep kind of rambling or something. And that way, if I do hear you, I will hear you and know what the hell's going on. Because right now I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. You still there? No. You're yelling back. That should be funny as hell. The next door neighbors are probably watching this shit going, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's fucking screaming at the phone. Why? That's nuts. She must be talking to customer service somewhere. That's probably what it is. I'm trying to get my shit. Look, I'm looking at my shit. Mute. No, that's me. Screen. No. Because they give you this. It's premium feature. Oh, you suck. 421. That's weird. That's really strange. It shows you coming in on an 870 number. This is really weird. That's crazy as hell. I don't understand. Okay, you lost your shit? Nice. Just keep screaming, lost your shit. And, like, basically, like, scream that the dildo isn't working and that, no, you changed the batteries. Just go through a whole big spiel. Give the neighbors something to really, really work with. I'm just digging around here trying to figure out this shit. And it's really pissing me off because normally, from what I remember, it worked the one time that I actually had someone called in. It was you, I believe. It actually worked. So I'm trying this now. Did I disappear? I'm just wondering if my voice disappeared or if I have come back anew. I'm double checking here. Muffled? Yeah, I went on headset, so I can pull that out of here. That's no big deal. The sound check. This is really what this is all about, sound check and test. And just in case, for fun, shits and grins, let's really push the edge of the envelope. Thank you very much. Push the edge of the envelope. If you've got a phone next to you, you want to dial in, try 657-383-1226 and see what happens. I don't know. Hell, I'm sitting here just flying blind by the seat of my pants. It's what I do. Welcome to my fucking life, right? Let me pull that out of my ear. I can't hear a damn thing when I've got those ear pieces in. I really need, that's the other thing. Eventually, one of these days when I get a huge budget and I get a studio of my own, you know, that's when things are going to go absolutely sky-high crazy. Oh, the bell has returned, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you can hear me and you're still screaming and I appreciate that. Really, I do. That number is, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, wow, that is your number. It shows up as your number. That's cool. On my pad, it shows up as your number when you call in. the 657-383-1226 number, your number shows up on here. So I have an idea of who is calling in if I can memorize those numbers. But you know what? I can't even memorize my own fucking birthday, let alone somebody's number. So we'll work on that. I'll probably have to take pictures and shit. You're not on hold, so you're actually supposed to be broadcasting, and I don't know what it is. We've got 4 minutes left in the show. We've been trying desperately to get this fucking function to work, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to be probably on the phone with Blog Talk, and they'll probably tell me it's a premium feature. It's a premium feature. Well, my testicles are a premium feature. How about that? Why don't you let me drag them across your forehead for a minute? I cannot believe Pete. Sebastian Blick with you. 3 minutes left in the show. The amazing, fabulous, a coffee goddess has been with me doing her damnedest to try and help. She is also the president and reigning queen of the Sebastian Blick fan club. I was trying to introduce you earlier, but I couldn't get shit working, and I would introduce you, and you can blush now all you want, see, because now no one can see you. So there. And the amazing coffee lady, Heavenly Ground Coffee, if you haven't been by there to see it or try it, you should. And you really, really are missing out if you haven't. I'm a personal firm believer in Heavenly Ground Coffee. Thank you very much. The Fade to Blick blend, if you ask for it and you like dark roast coffee, it's dark. It's dark. It doesn't taste burnt, but it's dark. I like dark. If you're not strong enough to wear black, you're a pussy. Sorry. You've been with me for 30 minutes. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. The fantastic coffee lady's been with me. 2 minutes left in the show. You've been listening on air with Blick for 30 minutes of absolute chaos and mayhem. We are sitting on the club swing side, looking pretty bleak. Anybody wants to come by and say hi, you can. I'm going to leave that side open for just a couple minutes after the show's over. You can say hi over there, or you can say hi to me on Facebook. That's right, or wear fucking pink. Pink is a ballsy color, too. With 2 minutes left in the show, thank you, amazing coffee goddess, for stopping by and giving it your best damn shot. You can hang up if you wish. We tried desperately. I'm going to find out what the hell's going on, and we will figure this shit out one way or another. Love your fucking show. That's what the fucking call is, kids. Ladies and gentlemen, love your fucking show. Love your neighbor's show. Just look over at your neighbor and say, you know what? You do what you do what you do. Love what you fucking do. People, I have a flashing light on the front of my house that if you drive by my house, you will never, ever forget it, because it flashes every color of the rainbow every 2 seconds. So if you'll know exactly where my house is when you pass by it. 1 minute left in 90 seconds, as it says to me in my ear. 1 minute, 23 seconds left in the show. Thank you for stopping by. We are doing what we do live and loud. Sebastian Blick hanging out with you. CS live. Vegas will be in at some point. I'll drag his ass in here once we get the fucking sound check fixed and figured out. This is test 200X. I'm Sebastian Blick, doing what I do best. Ringing that bell, hanging out, doing what I do. So, stay live, stay live, stay large. That's what I meant. And stay loud. Until next time, love your fucking show. Have a fabulous afternoon. Hang in there. Do what you do. It'll all be all right in the end. But trust me, it will.
Darling, come here. Fuck me up.
We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina.